Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today's agenda concerns our monthly goals and priorities, and we're joined by Claire Sheffield. She's our finance consultant, and she's here to walk us through our planning process.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for bringing me on board.
Thank you, Claire. I'm thinking we should begin with an overview of last year's results, followed by the expectations for this year. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Let me start by saying that overall, this department has been doing a great job. You're hitting all the metrics. Very good performance in all key aspects.
That's great to know.
However, that comes with increased expectations for the current quarter, as well as the rest of the fiscal year. You've been doing great, and we all expect you to continue that way.
So do we.
Let's begin by reviewing last year's performance. This graph shows us our actual Q1 sales compared to our projected numbers. As you can see, we're well above expectations.
We had very high demand during that quarter.
We did. The problem is that this demand didn't quite hold. Here's a graph for Q2. You may see that our numbers fell a little short, but that's because demand itself sank. You guys actually did well, considering the situation.
The market took a bit of a downturn around the start of Q2. I remember that was a difficult time.
It certainly was. Q3 wasn't much better either. Market conditions were still quite lackluster, and we had to adapt. Our competitors were also affected, though, so our market share was largely unchanged by the end of the quarter.
That's good. We're concerned about our performance, just as much as we're concerned about staying ahead of the competition.
Q4, on the other hand, was much more forgiving. The economy was shifting back into gear, and things were finally looking up. With seasonal sales, we managed to reach all of our goals and finished well in the black.
The company made a considerable profit, which was reinvested into our production infrastructure.
Yes, and that investment is part of why we have high expectations for the current quarter. Ever since Q4 last year, demand has been steadily rising, and we need it to stay that way. That's where your team comes in, along with the folks in marketing.
Yes, we've been coordinating with marketing to make sure we're aware of our customers' demands. Their help has been invaluable in determining how to tailor our sales strategy.
That's excellent. So the goals we're proposing for this quarter are as follows. We will aim for a 10% increase in overall sales. This will increase our market share considerably.
We can do that.
Good. We're also aiming to increase our efficiency, so another goal would be to find novel ways to reach out to our customers without substantially increasing our expenditures.
We'll figure something out. Anything else?
That's all. Once again, we're very happy with your performance, and we trust that you're more than capable of achieving the goals that we laid out.
We certainly are. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. How do we reach out to our customers? Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today's agenda concerns our monthly goals and priorities, and we're joined by Claire Sheffield. She's our finance consultant, and she's here to walk us through our planning process.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for bringing me on board.
Thank you, Claire. I'm thinking we should begin with an overview of last year's results, followed by the expectations for this year. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Let me start by saying that overall, this department has been doing a great job. You're hitting all the metrics. Very good performance in all key aspects.
That's great to know.
However, that comes with increased expectations for the current quarter, as well as the rest of the fiscal year. You've been doing great, and we all expect you to continue that way.
So do we.
Let's begin by reviewing last year's performance. This graph shows us our actual Q1 sales compared to our projected numbers. As you can see, we're well above expectations.
We had very high demand during that quarter.
We did. The problem is that this demand didn't quite hold. Here's a graph for Q2. You may see that our numbers fell a little short, but that's because demand itself sank. You guys actually did well, considering the situation.
The market took a bit of a downturn around the start of Q2. I remember that was a difficult time.
It certainly was. Q3 wasn't much better either. Market conditions were still quite lackluster, and we had to adapt. Our competitors were also affected, though, so our market share was largely unchanged by the end of the quarter.
That's good. We're concerned about our performance, just as much as we're concerned about staying ahead of the competition.
Q4, on the other hand, was much more forgiving. The economy was shifting back into gear, and things were finally looking up. With seasonal sales, we managed to reach all of our goals and finished well in the black.
The company made a considerable profit, which was reinvested into our production infrastructure.
Yes, and that investment is part of why we have high expectations for the current quarter. Ever since Q4 last year, demand has been steadily rising, and we need it to stay that way. That's where your team comes in, along with the folks in marketing.
Yes, we've been coordinating with marketing to make sure we're aware of our customers' demands. Their help has been invaluable in determining how to tailor our sales strategy.
That's excellent. So the goals we're proposing for this quarter are as follows. We will aim for a 10% increase in overall sales. This will increase our market share considerably.
We can do that.
Good. We're also aiming to increase our efficiency, so another goal would be to find novel ways to reach out to our customers without substantially increasing our expenditures.
We'll figure something out. Anything else?
That's all. Once again, we're very happy with your performance, and we trust that you're more than capable of achieving the goals that we laid out.
We certainly are. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. How do we reach out to our customers? Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today's agenda concerns our monthly goals and priorities, and we're joined by Claire Sheffield. She's our finance consultant, and she's here to walk us through our planning process.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for bringing me on board.
Thank you, Claire. I'm thinking we should begin with an overview of last year's results, followed by the expectations for this year. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Let me start by saying that overall, this department has been doing a great job. You're hitting all the metrics. Very good performance in all key aspects.
That's great to know.
However, that comes with increased expectations for the current quarter, as well as the rest of the fiscal year. You've been doing great, and we all expect you to continue that way.
So do we.
Let's begin by reviewing last year's performance. This graph shows us our actual Q1 sales compared to our projected numbers. As you can see, we're well above expectations.
We had very high demand during that quarter.
We did. The problem is that this demand didn't quite hold. Here's a graph for Q2. You may see that our numbers fell a little short, but that's because demand itself sank. You guys actually did well, considering the situation.
The market took a bit of a downturn around the start of Q2. I remember that was a difficult time.
It certainly was. Q3 wasn't much better either. Market conditions were still quite lackluster, and we had to adapt. Our competitors were also affected, though, so our market share was largely unchanged by the end of the quarter.
That's good. We're concerned about our performance, just as much as we're concerned about staying ahead of the competition.
Q4, on the other hand, was much more forgiving. The economy was shifting back into gear, and things were finally looking up. With seasonal sales, we managed to reach all of our goals and finished well in the black.
The company made a considerable profit, which was reinvested into our production infrastructure.
Yes, and that investment is part of why we have high expectations for the current quarter. Ever since Q4 last year, demand has been steadily rising, and we need it to stay that way. That's where your team comes in, along with the folks in marketing.
Yes, we've been coordinating with marketing to make sure we're aware of our customers' demands. Their help has been invaluable in determining how to tailor our sales strategy.
That's excellent. So the goals we're proposing for this quarter are as follows. We will aim for a 10% increase in overall sales.
This will increase our market share considerably.
We can do that.
Good. We're also aiming to increase our efficiency, so another goal would be to find novel ways to reach out to our customers without substantially increasing our expenditures.
We'll figure something out. Anything else?
That's all. Once again, we're very happy with your performance, and we trust that you're more than capable of achieving the goals that we laid out.
We certainly are. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. How do we reach out to our customers?